Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Right now, we go out to the River Islands guest line for our friend Dalton Johnson, NBC Sports Bay Area. And Dalton, why are you tweeting out pictures of Sinatra in New York if you're not actually in New York?
I was getting a little outside of myself, having fun with the internet last night, just with, you know, the non-sports news of the day, I guess you could say, yesterday. So I'll keep it at that before I get any more people coming at me. But I was not in New York. I still am in the Bay. I can promise you that.
Okay, so I get it. I get it.
You were
now
trying to start spreading the news, and it wasn't about
the
NBA draft.
Right. Yeah.
I see you working,
that's
DJ.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. You actually won me back right away there. That was nice.
There we go.
Okay. All right. No, Dalton. Great to have you today. The NBA draft's in a few hours. Obviously, the second round is not till tomorrow, but what do you expect the Warriors' involvement to be over the next 30 hours of our lives?
Yeah, I mean, we're coming right into the draft, obviously. I would be very, very surprised if they find their way into the first round. I don't expect them to, you know, to be on the clock today by any means, but tomorrow's going to be interesting. I mean, I think 41 is a really, really good spot for them, to be honest with you. You know, we obviously have seen what Mike Dunleavy has done the last 2 years with second-round picks. When you look at Trayce Jackson-Davis, 57, Quentin Post, 52, and now you go up to 41. And both of those guys, you know, they played past expectations for sure as rookies. But I just think that the way that college basketball has changed is actually really favors the Warriors right now, where NIL and all these things have just changed the game. We're not going to see a Project Guys. We're not going to see a Kuminga. We're not going to see even a Moses Moody. I'm not talking about an 18-year-old, a 19-year-old. Throughout the pre-draft process, the Warriors have been bringing in seniors, 4-year seniors, 5-year seniors, even like 2 6-year seniors. I'm talking about 22, 23, 24-year-olds. Like, that's who I'm looking at. So I think that they are going to find somebody who at some point as a rookie can be someone who can contribute for the Warriors. And if you can find a cheap player that has that college experience that Steve Kerr can trust, we know he likes guys with college experience, then I think that 41 overall could be actually a really solid landing spot for the Warriors.
Yeah, and interesting when you bring in Quentin Post, who I think was a 6-year college player, and TJD, who was at least 23 when he came in. It feels like they're moving in that direction. So positionally, I'm not going to, you know, pepper you with who's your name and who's on your mock, because the majority of our listeners haven't heard of them. But positionally, what do you think they're looking to prioritize?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously right away, when you think positionally, that anyone from the outside is going to go, we got to get bigger. Just don't give me someone who's 5'11", 6 feet, 6'1". I totally get that. But like the first one that I am going to give you a name, because I think that it's positional size more than anything. Like, I think that you can find bodies at 41, and I'm a really, really big fan of this guy, Sion James, from Duke. 5th-year guy, played 1 year at Duke and kind of took a little bit of a backseat to Cooper Flagg, Tom Knipple, you know, like these big-time freshmen who are going to be top 10 picks, obviously. We know where Cooper's going to go. But this guy, Sion James, I mean, we just watched the Oklahoma City Thunder. We saw what that defense can do. We saw what someone like Lou Dort can do. This is that type of player. Like, him and Lou Dort have almost exact measurables. They look like football players who were handed the basketball and said, oh, I can make millions doing this too. Great. Here we go. So he's like 6'5", 220, crazy muscle bound, can get downhill offensively. His first calling card, I think, is going to be defensively, but he's really, really improved as a catch-and-shoot three-point shooter. This last year at Duke, I mean, he was almost around 45% when it was just pure catch-and-shoot. So kind of that modern 3-and-D wing. And then one other guy I'm going to give you guys, too, again, positional size. This guy, Toby Brea, from Kentucky, a fifth-year guy, played 1 year at Kentucky, another transfer, just like we keep seeing to these bigger schools. But this guy can just shoot the lights out, and I'm a firm, firm believer that the Warriors really badly need shooting and scoring. I understand, like, the other areas of improvement as well, other areas of need, but I think that if you can find someone who has that college age, like college experience, who knows his role, come off the bench and shoot the ball, get you guys some points, that's Toby Brea. I love the fact that he was a two-time Sixth Man of the Year at Dayton before he came to Kentucky, and the numbers just kept going. I mean, he shot like 43.5% in his five-year career. Last 2 years overall, 46.5% from three on six three-point attempts per game. So, like, this is high volume, high accuracy. So I think if you can find a 3-and-D guy or, like, a pure shooter, it just has to be a pure NBA trait that can carry over, obviously, right? So handful of ways that they can go, but I really do think that there's a number of players that on these big boards from 35 to 50 that the Warriors can be like, oh, I like that guy. So I think it's a solid spot for them overall right now, actually.
Dalton Johnson, NBC Sports Bay Area, joining us here on Willard and Dibs as we get ready for the NBA draft and obviously the NBA offseason already underway. So if that's the way you kind of see the draft laying out, I wonder what your commentary would be on something else Mike Dunleavy said. and that was earlier this week, he said, after the draft, we definitely see ourselves as getting into the mix with regard to all of the trade chatter going on. What does that mean to you, Dalton, that the Warriors will be in the mix?
Well, it's just, number one, I think we're just going to see a crazy offseason of trades. I mean, look at the way that the CBA is and these aprons and what it's already affecting these teams that have won a championship not too long ago with the Boston Celtics, obviously. You know, I mean, the offseason really started with the Desmond Bane trade. The free agency is one part of it, but it's just going to be so many trades out there. So I think for someone like Mike Dunleavy, you go back to even the Jimmy Butler trade. It's just understanding the market and kind of being ready for anything. The Luka trade obviously threw like the biggest freaking knuckle we've ever seen a bit before the trade deadline and had everyone scrambling going, okay, well, what else can we do? And that's where I think that we're just going to see so many rumors and trades and this and that Mike is, he's not afraid. I'll tell you that much. Ever since we've seen him take over as GM, he's willing to make the move. I think that they've already made the big-time move. Like, we're not going to see another Jimmy Butler type of move, I don't expect, from the Warriors this offseason. But they certainly are going to understand the pulse of what's around them, for sure. And I think Dunleavy is good at that. You know, he's very active. He's certainly not sitting back. He's making the calls. He's ready. So I think just overall, he expects it to be a very active offseason in the NBA, and the Warriors are always going to be in the mix there when it comes to that. So does that mean a superstar is on his way? I wouldn't say that. I think that they would love to hear their name in any kind of Giannis whisper or rumors. Of course, that's always been a dream of theirs. But when it comes to the superstar, I think that the star has already been brought in when it comes to Jimmy Butler, and now it's all about, well, what makes sense around those three guys, obviously.
And if they're going to be in the mix, would you imagine that Jonathan Kuminga and a sign-and-trade would have to be a big part of them being in the mix for something?
Yeah, I mean, Jonathan Kuminga dictates their offseason. It's simple as that. he does. I mean, if they purely sign, like if they sign him for him to be on the roster this upcoming season, it does, you know, kind of tie them up a little bit for what else they can do the rest of this offseason. When we talk about aprons and the tax and all of that, and then you're looking at, okay, veteran minimums and trying to get creative with some of these other contracts that they have, and obviously they own their first-round picks going forward, which is another asset that they can use. So Jonathan Kuminga really does, he has the ball in his court. He dictates the Warriors offseason right now, and what does he want? What do they want with him? And they just they can't wait long on really kind of figuring out this answer when it comes to JK. He's a restricted free agent. Mike Dunleavy understands that can drag on, but I think that Mike Dunleavy made it a point to let us know on Monday and to come out and say it publicly, like, I want to have a resolution to this sooner than later. He knows that they can't be sitting back while all this action's going on. And they're just going, all right, JK, like, what's it going to be? Do you want to be with us? Do you want to move on? Can we do a sign and trade? They can't be, you know, all of a sudden blink, wake up 2 weeks later, and they don't know what's going on with Jonathan Kuminga. This has to happen somewhat soon in the free agency.
All right, Dalton Johnson is with us. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. All right, Dalton, let's dive into that a little bit. Like, wanting to know what Jonathan wants.
Right.
I think we learned in The Athletic today what he wants, right? And so I get that the sign and trade, all of these options are complicated and difficult. But that said, to me, when I read that, it was like these interests are not on the same page. They got to move on. I'm wondering from your standpoint, put a percentage on this. What are the chances that Jonathan gets dealt here in the next few weeks?
Okay, here's why it's hard to put a percentage on it. And, like, I want to give you the pure percentage. I promise you, I'm not trying to completely dance around this. But just why it is somewhat complicated is that, do I expect Jonathan Kuminga to be with the Warriors long-term? I wouldn't bet on that. No, I still don't. But I can very much see a scenario where they do sign him and say, at this contract number now, you have him at his full contract. It might be a lot easier asset-wise and trading-wise to move on from him in December or at the trade deadline. And then, of course, that brings complications of, does Steve Kerr really want to keep having to answer questions about Jonathan Kuminga, his role, Steph Curry as well, Draymond Green as well. So, like, there are – it just feels like there's domino effects to, like, every single thing that they're going to do with Jonathan Kuminga right now. And you brought it up as far as what he wants. Nothing that he said to Anthony was a surprise. Nothing that Slater wrote was a surprise. It's the same that we've been hearing really since day one. I mean, Jonathan Kuminga wants to be a guy, like the guy – for a team. And I don't truly blame him for that. I mean, he came in as a number 7 overall pick. He came in as all this hype, as a big-time recruit. And we know what it's been for 4 years. A lot of ups, a lot of downs, a lot of kind of riding the wave with in the rotation and trying to figure out who he is. But the one thing that I just want to be done with, and I think the Warriors want to be done with, is the hypotheticals. Is that on paper, it's this. No. What is the reality? You've seen it for 4 years. Do you really trust it's going to be something else different, that he can be a guy instead of the guy? And that's what's tough right now, is that I can very well see a scenario where they do sign him and he's on the team to begin the season without it still being a long-term, hey, we're going to hand the keys to you and we're going to see Kuminga for the next decade in the Warriors jersey. I just don't see that happening. But I know that Joe Lacob does not want to get rid of this guy for nothing. Like, he will not – we will not see JK be gone in a different jersey for nothing in return. Like, that's pretty much the only guarantee that I can give right now on JK.
The hypotheticals are bananas. Dalton Johnson here on 95.7 The Game. So June 25th, Dalton, we got the draft coming up in an hour. What's the timeline of the moves that can or might be made, whether it's an offer from another team? I know they'd have 2 days to match, or the Warriors. What can they do offer-wise, contract-wise, and when could all...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This happen?
It could happen very, very soon, for sure. I mean, now that, you know, we're finally done with the NBA season, it felt like it dragged on forever, obviously, going to game seven in the finals. Like, this is, it's go time for the Warriors. And Mike acknowledged that on Monday, that, hey, we can be talking with them now. We expect good conversations. Of course, that's a lot of GM talk, right? A lot of GM speak that Mike did with that. But it's also not surprising that this story came out today when it comes to what Jonathan Kuminga wants for his future. I'm not surprised that I think that he wants that out there also, too, that he wants to just have a chance to lead a team, that he wants a chance to be the guy that's trusted. And Steve Kerr has said, hey, if we bring back Kuminga, yeah, we're going to try that combination a lot more with Steph and Kuminga and Butler and Draymond. But as the Warriors saw last season, they can't be in playoff mode from February on. Like, they need to know exactly who they are as a team within the first month. And that's what worries me going forward when it comes to this Kuminga conundrum. And, like, I don't want to blame one side or the other, but what I do know is that, like, you can't be having this cloud hangover for months on end. That's the last thing that the Warriors need right now. You have a full offseason, a full season with Jimmy Butler. That's the team that you know you are. You know that you are Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler, and Draymond Green. You don't know if you're John Kuminga or not, or anybody else. It's not even just JK there, right? So they just need to know who they are and not have to keep answering these questions for weeks and months on end.
I think that's really well said. Hey, Dalton, before you boogie here, you mentioned the scenario of, like, you could see the Warriors and Kuminga, because they won't give him up for nothing, coming to some sort of a number and kind of pushing this down the road. Do you have any sense at all for what that number would be?
I wish I did, because I think his season last year so complicates that number. We heard some numbers, obviously, of last offseason, and they didn't come to terms with the rookie contract extension. But Kuminga's camp can go, hey, this is a guy who just averaged, 24, 25, 26 when Steph's out. And then the Warriors can go, okay, well, he doesn't fit a top five greatest player of all time. Who cares? And then other teams are going, is that what we want? Or is he more on the timeline of a Brooklyn Nets who have five first round picks right now? So, man, I wish I could pinpoint that number, but it feels like it's such a large variable for so many different teams too, because of the kind of season Kuminga had, both because of the injuries and both because of the fit and both because of he had time too where, I mean, it felt like the keys were going to be handed to him. Draymond Green went to the bench for a game for this guy. And then all of a sudden he was the one who was getting DNP'd. It was one of the more wild seasons for a player without a ton of controversy, but just as far as the ups and downs that I can remember in a long, long time.
No doubt. Hey, Dalton, great stuff, and we appreciate your time on a busy day.
And enjoy New York.
Yeah.
Petaluma, New York is the same thing.
Petaluma is the New York of Sonoma County, some have said.
Yeah. I like that. There it is. Yeah.
Boom, boom. All right, Dalton. Thanks, man.
See you guys.
Okay, see you later. He's right.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.